I was heads down probably 12 hours a day for about a month. And after that, I updated my resume, started applying to companies. It probably wasn't more than a week. And I landed my first job. It's like essentially in 1 month and a few $100s, I was able to do what takes most people 4 years and $100,000 plus in college. Yeah, it took me a long time to make our first dollar. But once we made our first dollar, we went to $9 million in 12 months. That's pretty insane. I think most people would have given up well before I was able to even make that first dollar though.
This video is being brought to you by Course Careers. What's going on, guys? If you're looking to start your IT career, then check out the IT course at Course Careers, taught by none other than the great Josh Maddock. I'm pretty sure you heard of him. But we all know that it could be pretty pricey getting into IT, and this course is very affordable. And also, if you don't want to pay back those student loans like I have to, then this is the course for you. So check out the Course Careers course. My link will be in the description. Use code TEXTUAL50 in order to get $50 off of your course and get started on your IT career today. Welcome back to episode 166 of the Textual Talk podcast. I'm your host, HD, and today we got special guests for you guys. None other than Mr. Troy Buchholz, CEO and co-founder of Course Careers. Now, in today's episode, Troy's going to talk about how what his options were coming out of high school, why he didn't want to go to college, and why he pushed to go into tech sales so fast and how he got there. And he's also going to discuss what made him want to open up Course Careers, and we'll talk about the impact that he's had on everyone since starting Course Careers. So do me a favor. If you're watching right now on YouTube, you know what to do. Hit the like button, hit the bell icon to hit all on all notifications. And if you're listening to us right now, just leave us a comment for the podcast algorithm. Those two things don't cost you anything. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. Now on to the show. Yeah, so I think people may have seen you around the YouTube streets. That's what we like to call it when people are on YouTube and making their rounds. But for the people who don't know who you are, could you give like a brief background on yourself?
Yeah, so my background is I started my career when I was 18 years old in technology sales. And that allowed me to save up some money, acquire some skills. And by age 19, I started a company called Course Careers. So a lot of people might be familiar with that name. We've been sponsoring a lot of videos. And that company's made me really successful. I helped a lot of people start careers. And now I just really want to share what I know about how to be successful without college, how to start careers without college.
Great. And you said how old you were again when you started Course Careers?
So I was actually 19.
Man, okay. So since we get the summarized version of Troy's background, let's go into from the inception of getting out of high school to figuring out what you're going to do, because we all know how that is. It's like you're 18. I think it's a lot to ask an 18-year-old, do they know what they want to do for the rest of their life? They're still figuring things out about themselves. So what made you decide to say, I'm going to go this route. I don't want to go to school for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. Like most parents, like mine, really pushing me to go to college, in some ways even forcing me to go to college. So I remember when I was in senior year of high school, I was on social media and I was watching videos about people who had went to college, they graduated, and they were talking about how they couldn't land a job and they had all the student loan debt and they couldn't pay it back. So that got me pretty worried about going into debt to afford college, and my parents weren't able to pay for it, so I would have had to go into debt. So I started doing more research and I kept finding more stories of people who went to college, can't land a job like they thought, and now they have all this debt, they can't take vacations, they can't travel, they're struggling to start a family, they're struggling to get married, because if you get married now, you have to share that debt. And then I start watching videos from YouTubers like Gary Vaynerchuk, Patrick Bet-David, and they're talking about all the negatives around college and how you probably shouldn't go to college, but their only suggestions were like start a business or join the military. And I knew at the time I didn't want to join the military and I didn't feel like I was actually in a position to start a business. I didn't have any money in the bank, didn't have any skills, didn't know anyone. My parents weren't supporting me, so I had to make money. So yeah, what I was doing at the time is I was a waiter in Atlanta, and in my free time, I would go to entrepreneur conferences because I knew I wanted to be successful when I was young. And that's actually part of the reason I didn't want to go to college, because I didn't want to risks not being successful because I had student loan debt. So I was going to entrepreneur meetings in my free time. And I remember at one event, there was a founder of a company called Rubicon Global. His name was Nate Morris. And he was giving a talk about how he started this company. And it was actually one of the only companies at the time in Atlanta to be worth over $1 billion. So, wow, the founder of this company is right in front of me talking about how he built a company that's now worth more than $1 billion. And after he was done giving his talk about his story, I was able to have a one-on-one conversation with him. I said, hey, look, I'm 18 years old. I'm starting from scratch. I want to be successful. I want to be an entrepreneur. What do you suggest? And I remember he came up with an answer pretty quick because he knew exactly what to tell me. He said, to start a tech company, you really only need two things. You either need to be able to sell or you need to be able to build a product. Like everything else is essentially fluff for starting a company. You have a product and you need to sell it. Now, in terms of like service-based companies, you need to be able to provide that service. And that's kind of like what a software engineer is for building a technology. So I knew at the time, okay, I want to start a tech company following this guy's footpaths, but I didn't really want to be a software engineer. I don't think that was my personality. I was more extroverted. So I was like, well, I only have options between two things, sales or software. I'll choose sales. So I really just put my head down and decided my only thing I'm going to do in my life right now is I'm going to get a job in technology sales. And that was definitely a turning point in my life because before that, I was lost, like an 18-year-old who's not going to college. My parents are pretty much saying, you're on your own, good luck. My friends are going to college. My friends think I'm a loser. My parents think I'm a loser. My sister thinks I'm a loser. So I was in a rough path and I didn't know where I was going, but at least now I knew at least where I'm going to land a sales job.
Nice. That was a lot, man. I actually want to pull out something that you just brought up and it took me back to, I'm starting to feel a little ancient now. It took me back to 2010, getting ready to go off to school. And you said something interesting. You said your friends are going off to school, but everybody's looking at you like a loser. And that's because at the time you weren't going to school. So he's not going to do anything in his life. He's just a waiter and that type of stuff. I'm pretty sure that's like what you were feeling and maybe even hearing behind your back that people weren't like saying directly to you.
Yeah, I was definitely feeling it. But like, I was working as a waiter at the time, actually. So as far as my parents were concerned, that's the only job I'll ever be able to get. Then with all my friends going to college and I'm not, they're the cool kids. They're moving out of their parents' house. I'm still living with my parents. My parents are like, okay, you need to move out now and support yourself. So they're really pressuring me to move out and figure things out on my own. Like they decided to actually completely cut me off because I wasn't going to college. So they basically gave me an ultimatum, go to college or you're completely cut off from any support. So that put me in a very tough position, tough love. So yeah, it was definitely a lot of pressure, probably as much as anyone ever feels from their parents when they're telling them to go to college, especially if, you know, your parents like are first generation and they really want you to go to college, like that immigrant mindset where the only way to be successful is to get a college education. It was tough.
Yeah. Now, I will say the fact that you were being a waiter, I think that went very well with you going into tech sales because tech sales is really big on soft skills. So talk about how long did it take you to get a tech sales role?
Yeah, so that was the tough part. Right now, like I'd set my mind, I'm going to land a tech sales job. How do I do it? So I just, like most people, I go on the internet and I start looking up technology sales jobs. And at the time, this is 2017. So yeah, 2017, I'm 18 years old at that time. And I'm just going through the job postings and job after job, I see qualifications. And one of them is degree required. Doesn't matter what degree it is, just degree required. I'm like, what are they required degree? Like, so I keep going through every single job posting, degree required. And every once in a while, I'd find one position that just says degree preferred. I was like, okay, what do I do? How do I get this college degree? And a lot of positions also said work experience, like previous experience in sales or a relevant B2B sales position, preferred or required. And so I don't have the experience. I don't have the degree. So I talked to a couple people. I find people who are working in technology sales at this like startup incubator in Atlanta. And I talked to them like, how did you land your job? And their answer was simple. I graduated college and I applied and I got the job. Like, okay, I want to go to college just to land a job that actually doesn't use anything I learned because there is no like sales major specifically for this job. So it's like, I'm going to figure out a way to land this job without going to college. And at the time, I was reading all these job postings and I found something in common with all of them. All of the qualifications they required other than degree, I knew college didn't teach. So I knew they were hiring these recent graduates who essentially had none of these qualifications other than the one qualification of degree preferred or required. So I was like, okay, what if I had every qualification they wanted except the degree required or preferred? So that was this hypothesis I came up with. And what I did next was I just took all these job postings and I had a Google Doc and I started finding the most common qualifications and I would add them to this Google Doc. So if I saw they wanted like CRM experience with Salesforce or HubSpot, I'd add that to the Google Doc. Okay, learn CRM, Salesforce, and HubSpot. If I saw they wanted like sales engagement software, I added that. If they wanted people who knew how to cold call, send cold emails, like all these qualifications, bullet by bullet, whatever was the most common between all of these, like probably 100 plus job postings, I added to this Google Doc. And I said, I'm going to learn every single one of these things off this list. And then I think if I knew all these, an employer is going to choose to hire me over the college graduate, because I know the college graduates don't have any of these. And what I did next is I just started reading every single book about technology sales. I started watching every YouTube video, going down the list. I type in these keywords in Google, watch every YouTube video, read every article. I went through online courses to learn like cold calling, cold emailing, how to use LinkedIn. And I was heads down probably 12 hours a day for about a month. And after that, I updated my resume, started applying to companies. It probably wasn't more than a week, and I landed my first job. It's like essentially in 1 month and a few $100s, I was able to do what takes most people 4 years and $100,000 plus in college. So I felt like I just discovered this giant shortcut in life. Like I skipped 4 years, got the same job that all these college graduates even struggled to get, because it wasn't that easy to get at the time either. If you just had a degree, like you're going to struggle to land this job. Yet I was able to do it with 1 month and a couple $100. And that was a life-changing moment. My first job paid around $50,000 per year as a sales development representative. And for the time, like that was life-changing. I went from making $12 an hour as a waiter with no career path. Everyone thinks I'm a loser. To now I'm making 50K a year. I have a career path. I'm acquiring sales skills. I'm working in an office. It's prestigious. I can move out of my parents' house and afford to support myself. So now it's like my life just completely changed overnight with one single job.
Nice, man. I was thinking about some stuff while you were talking. I was like, number one, with you going your route, you probably were cheaper than the college degree people too, because there is this thing where you go to school and so I'm not going to say an inflated self-worth of what you think you should get paid, because there are some people that actually gain some skills through college, but some people don't gain skills. And those are people who think they should get paid X amount, but it's just because they finished. And I'm like, it don't really work like that, unfortunately. But like you said, 50K, 7 years, no, not 7 years prior, 3 years prior, my first role was making 40K. So to me, that was like life-changing as well. So I definitely get you from that aspect as well. But I had a funnier question to ask you. So you're 18 and you're just out of school. Was there any possibility that any MLM thoughts creeped in your mind, like going to do a bit of the marketing?
So it's funny that you bring that up. So when I was in high school, before I got my waiter job, I learned about the whole MLM thing. Like I got invited to go to one of those presentations where they like try to pitch you about why you should work for them. And I'm thinking, that's weird. Why are they pitching me about why I should work for them? Shouldn't it be like an interview where they're seeing if I'm qualified? Mm-hmm. Then I learned you have to buy products before you can even sell it and this business opportunity. And then of course, it doesn't take too many like Google searches and YouTube videos to realize this whole thing's a sham. So I figured out that MLM thing isn't worth a damn when I was in high school. So by the time I started looking for like sales jobs and specifically technology sales jobs, the only title I'm looking at is sales development representative. I looked at so many job postings. I knew exactly like what the average starting salary is. So you can't tell me it's commission only. Like I know I can get a job that's not commission only.
Yeah, that's cool. I know like sometimes how they do it, they wrap it up as something different. Like I know the first one that ever approached me when I was 18 was Primerica, and to where they get you to believe you're going to actually be able to sell life insurance, not knowing how many 18-year-olds know anybody who needs life insurance. That's number one. Number two is like how there is the thing, the notion of, hey, you need to bring some more people to be under you. And so you can never even really focus on selling policies. It's all about recruiting and coming to these events 3-4 times a week where you're not really making any money. And for the teenagers that may be watching this now, all you have to do if anyone ever approaches you with an MLM opportunity is go to their website and look at the income disclosure statement. It'll show you how much of money that people aren't making. That's like the easiest way to dispel anything they say to you. Now, sometimes with companies like Primerica, or you got a PHP, or you got Amway, they won't tell. They know you'll say no in the beginning, so they'll string you along for a couple of meetings. And also, if the meetings aren't in a real office, if you're meeting at like Starbucks and like retail shops and stuff like that, when it's close to closing time, it's pretty much probably a red flag. So these are like all little tactics that I'm actually going to do like a live stream one day where everyone could tell like the MLM horror story. I may even have Always Marco. Hopefully if he can join me on that, I think that'd be pretty cool. But I just thought about that because of you mentioned Pat Bit David and wanting to be an entrepreneur in sale. And he used to run PHP. So that's why I wanted to ask that MLM question.
Yeah. Yeah. And for everyone listening, so far, like our company, because we've gotten thousands of people jobs in sales, specifically technology sales. And I can tell you without a doubt that if a company is hiring entry-level sales reps, commission only, it's not a real job. Like, you hire entry-level people, and as a company, you want to invest in this person. You're taking a bet on this person. If the company isn't willing to invest in you at all, then it's not a real job. Like, I've never seen a legitimate entry-level sales job where the person's making as much money or more money than a person with a base salary. So just, yeah, I think it's white or black at this point that if it's entry level and it's commission only, it's just, it's a sham. Don't do it. Now, if it's very senior, like enterprise sales, sometimes it will be commission only and it is legit. But for entry level, it's not the case.
So now you got your tech sales job in about a month. Talk about that experience that you gained in tech sales and how was it?
Man, life-changing, to be honest. Yeah, so I moved out. So I moved to downtown Atlanta. Now I'm supporting myself, living all on my own. Like every single expense, it's completely cut off from my parents at this point. And that felt great because all my friends, they're in college. Like their parents are partially supporting them. They're taking out student loan debt. And now here I am living in Atlanta, supporting myself. And 50K a year goes a long way when you don't really have any expenses. Like you're living like a college student, essentially. So yeah, just that the money was life-changing, acquiring the skills. Like I was learning every single day I would go into work, I'd learn something new. And that felt amazing compared to just working as a waiter, where it's like you've capped out. Like you're not here. Every single day is exactly the same. You're only working for a paycheck, where now I'm working for skills. I know every single day I'm progressing. I'm learning something new. Every single month, my bank account is getting larger and larger. I'm saving up money. And yeah, I was able to learn very quickly. I think part of the reason for that is because I already learned everything online. So I took what I learned and actually applied it in the real world, and it worked. I did extremely well at my job. And in less than a year, I got promoted to an account executive, where now I'm closing deals. And the company I worked for, they only sell to very large companies. So essentially, I can only close very large deals. So like Medtronica, Home Depot, like Luxottica, which owns Oakley, like all these companies I sold to. Made some really big five-figure commission checks. And by age 19, I had now saved up over $35,000. I had the job title of enterprise account executive, and I was doing well selling to Fortune 500 companies. So now if I really wanted to, I could even switch and find a different job and make even more money. But it put me in a very good position where 19 years old, I had 35K in the bank. I had good sales skills. I was working for a tech company, a tech startup, and I learned the inside information about how to build a tech startup. And I think that's something a lot of people overlook, is by first working for a successful company, you learn how they're successful, how to build, like in this case, how to build software products, how to sell to customers, how to hire people, how to do basic accounting. So I learned all the different aspects of how to build a successful tech company because I worked for one. And I like to compare that to like insider trading. So if you insider trade in the stock market, that's illegal because it gives you too big of an advantage. I think if you get insider information working for a company, that gives you too big of an advantage when you try to ultimately start it. And I also had a network at this point. So I was 19 years old. I was working in the startup incubator and I met other founders. I met investors. My coworkers were software engineers. So compared to like college students where your only friends are people who drink like on the weekends with your frat bros that also don't have jobs, like my network at 19 years old was extremely valuable. So I felt like I was now in a position where I had everything I didn't have just a little over a year ago when I was 18 to be able to start a company. So at that point, I was like, okay, I'm gonna start a company. And I knew exactly which company I was going to start. I was going to help people do what I did. So I also had this hypothesis that there's probably a lot of other people who want to follow my path, skip college, land a high-paying job. So I started Course Careers to, essentially help people land entry-level technology sales jobs without going to college.
Man, that was a lot. I was in there. I was like, maybe I can ask him this. Maybe I can ask him this. No, I think the thing, and as I've gotten older, I didn't come from like a business background either, but just learning your network and these people that you meet. And like you said, you work for a startup, so you say, I could probably do this. And I think that's cool. And the fact that, like I said, tech sales, think about it. You'll have people who are doing sales at a wireless store or something like that, or the cable place. And they hate it because of probably lower commissions, the people you have to deal with versus some of them don't even know about tech sales. They don't even know like a tech sales person probably sold them some of the stuff that's inside the store, like company wide. So that's cool. So when you started, let's see, so we got 2017. So 2018, 2019-ish is when you either the thought about Course Careers was born or... Is that when you started it?
Yes, I believe it was, I think, late 2018 when I started Course Careers. And I will also say, too, like, for example, a lot of your audience is probably interested or working in IT or cybersecurity. Go look at any cybersecurity. Look up the founder on LinkedIn. I can almost guarantee you they worked in cybersecurity before they started a cybersecurity company. Look at anyone who owns like an IT services company. Could almost guarantee you they worked in IT. What I found is that before you start a company, like try to work in the industry as close as possible. So there was no company I could work for that would like mirror what Course Careers ultimately is now. So I decided like I'm going to work for a tech startup because I ultimately did want to start a tech startup, like following the path of Nate Morris, this is the founder of Rubicon, the billion-dollar company in Atlanta. What was the question again?
Just like the birth of Course Careers. Like you're talking about it now because like you said, most people that I look at all these different companies or what they've created, they did come from the industry because you know there's a problem and you worked in the industry. So now people get together and they come to solve it. And that's typically what you're just really having the wherewithal to get the funding and weather the storm and really truthfully put out a big product, a good product. Mm-hmm. That's what I see all the time, the good product. And a lot of times the product is better when it's when they aren't like went public yet, when it's still like a private company in that phase. Because once they go public, it, sometimes you see like the product kind of dip a little bit. But I was going to also add that when you said there was nowhere else you could work for, I thought about it too. I was like, yeah, because around that time, you only really had Pluralsight or IT Pro TV, or you had Cybrary and others, but they weren't doing what Course Careers was doing. It was just more so hear these like labs or courses or whatever, but it didn't have that impact of Course Careers. So when you started Course Careers, was the sales course like your first course?
Yeah, that was our first course. I had the personal experience myself. Like when I was 18 and was trying to get into technology sales, I looked everywhere for a way I could get in without college. Couldn't find any information on, not a single like article about how to land a sales job without a degree, not a single video. There was blank. There's absolutely nothing there. The closest thing was like a Udemy cold calling course. Right. So I knew this thing didn't exist. I knew it worked out really well for me just by figuring out what employers want you to know and then using all means possible to learn that. And it was very affordable too. I did it in a month. Yeah, so I had this hypothesis. A lot of people are probably going to want to do the same thing I did. Like, it's a pretty sweet deal. Being 19 years old, I think I was making like over 80 grand at the time, saved up 30K, no debt. Like, I'm living like a king. I even bought my parents an all-inclusive like cruise to the Bahamas. Like, just 2 grand wasn't much money at the time when you close a deal and make over 10 grand. And yeah, what I did to start Course Careers is, I figured out like, I want to help people do what I did, specifically starting with technology sales, since that's what I knew. And all I did was create a Google Doc with all of the resources I originally used to learn the things off the job postings. And then I beefed it up a little bit based on what I learned in the past one or a little bit more than 1 year of working in the role. And I made a post on Reddit Sales that said, hey, I'm looking to help people get into a job in technology sales, and I'm going to do it for free. I'm going to personally help you, coach you, and tell you what you need to learn. My only requirement is that you don't have a degree, because I want to prove that people without degrees can land these jobs. Because at the time, people were still telling me this business won't work. Like, you're the exception. No one is going to be able to land at this same job if they don't have a degree. And I was like, I think they could, but I still had my doubts. So I had, how do I test out this hypothesis that other people could do what I did? Is I'll just personally help people do what I did and see if they can land jobs. Made that post on Reddit. A handful of people DM'd me. Personally, there was 4 people. I personally met with them weekly. I told them, like, read these articles, read these books in order, watch these videos. And then every single Friday, we would meet for an hour to review what you learned, answer questions, role play. And I did that with 4 people. And after a few months, all 4 people finished all the material and all 4 people landed jobs and none of them had a degree. And I was like, this is going to work.
Nice. Yeah, that's the same thing I did before I just started to get in this career coaching bag. I had a lot of people that I helped pretty much for free because I wanted to see what's the stuff I was showing them. Would it translate over for them getting jobs, which it did. And that's how I started building out testimonials and clientele and the easy stuff. So that's cool. So after you had those success stories, that's when you say, okay, now let's develop the site. Let's go all in with this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I decided
the first year, how were signups? How good did that go for you?
Yeah. I guess there was a little bit of a gap there where I still, to make that Reddit post, I was still wary about how do I actually help people do what I did. Mm-hmm. So there was over a 1 year gap where I wrote a book called The Lean Career to try to figure out, like, how do I actually help people get jobs? How do I break down the college system into its most fundamental parts? So I skipped over that. But yeah, that's part of my story. But ultimately, once I made that Reddit post, got the 4 people, walked them through, they landed jobs. What I did next is, yeah, I decided, okay, this is going to work. I'm onto something. Let me create a website with a course, and I'm going to be the person who teaches it. And I'm just going to make the best course ever that's going to teach someone every single thing in a perfected, polished way to be able to land a technology sales job, and I'll sell it. So I spun up a WordPress website, used like a plugin called LearnDash to host the course. I actually had my mom create the website. So her background was like a very amateur software developer. So she was able to help me spin up a WordPress website and connect sign up and like purchasing and Stripe and all that stuff. It was definitely a very amateur website, but I spun it up and made it live and we had 0 sales.
Yeah, that's funny. Now you mentioned it because I remember I didn't really have a lot of capital to make my first Wix site, but I was like, I'm just going to learn all this stuff on my own, which was fun at the time because I had more time than I have now to do that type of stuff. But hindsight being 2020, if I have somebody I could just delegate to do what I need to be done, or that's why I just made the move to Kajabi because it just had a better option for the coaching stuff and all that. I was like, I'll just do that. That's much easier than trying to rebuild the wheel. So you said y'all had 0 sales. So do you just think at the time you just weren't marketing correctly or what?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about marketing. Like, my background was in sales. So I really had to learn this thing from scratch. So I just went back to the drawing board. I was like, okay, I'm going to learn marketing. So I started reading every book about marketing, following the marketing people on YouTube. And I started testing out things. So marketing a business is, I read this book called Bullseye. I believe it's called Bullseye Marketing, where it's like, you never really know what's going to work. You just have to give it your best shot. So you have to come up with all the different ways you could market your business. Like, where is your target audience hanging out? So I was like, my target audience is people who want to start these entry-level careers in technology sales, but they don't have degrees. And then how do you get in touch with them? So I was like, okay, let me post on Reddit. And then the people at the subreddit's like, hey, you can't market anything paid here. And I was like, oh, crap, sorry. So now that one's crossed out. Then I tried running ads, but I only have 35 grand. Like, I didn't have any venture funding or anything. It's just my own money that I saved up to start this thing. So I'll run out of money pretty quick if I spend too much on ads. So I turned on some YouTube ads, some Google search ads, and didn't get any sales. And then I saw another company similar to ours, but I believe it was in a different sector. They were doing job board postings. So they had it where it was like blank, like job name training. So I was like, oh, that looks interesting. So I went to this one like job board aggregator website where it's like you post a job here and they spread it out to job boards. So I saw technology sales training and say, and the body was, if you're looking to land a technology sales job, but you don't have these qualifications, then I put together this online course that's going to teach you everything you need to know to land your first position. If you're interested, click the link below to check out our website. So just something really simple. And I made that live, and that was scary because the company, the job board aggregator, wanted like a $3,000 commitment. So I was like, okay, I essentially have $35,000 to throw at this, and I'm going to throw $3,000 at this one thing that I have no idea if it's going to work at all or not. I make that live and it starts working. Like I get notification on my phone. You got your first sign up. Oh my God. I get another one. This is crazy. Then every single day I started getting these notifications. People start going through the course. And just from that, like one marketing channel alone on job boards, I was getting about 30 signups a day. And it was costing $500 to go through the course. Now I have a legitimate business that is supporting myself. It's profitable just from one single thing. And then what I realized is as people went through the course, people were landing, like almost every single person was landing jobs just because the market was so hot and the course was very differentiated. There wasn't like a lot of boot camps at the time and no one knew the stuff that I was teaching. So a lot of people were landing jobs. They started telling their friends and family and they would sign up. They'd go through the course, they'd land a job, they'd tell their friends and family. So it was what I call viral growth, where every single new person that signs up gets more than one person to sign up, kind of like an MLM, right? Where it's like you sign up, your job is recruiting. In this case, it's very organic. It's just you land a job. Now you tell other people you land a job. They ask you, hey, how did you land that job? And it all links back, of course, careers. So we had really positive word of mouth. And essentially that made us grow really fast. And I remember I tracked this metric from the time we made our first dollar. Within 12 months, we made $9 million. So essentially zero to 9 million in 1 year.
Man, let me hang on. Do I got any? Let me see something real quick. I need to see if I got something for that. I don't. Hang on. Yes, I do. Let me do this too. Had to do that for that. That's amazing. I think you guys probably the first to usher in. I can tell that you really did your due diligence when it comes to watching entrepreneurs and other things on YouTube, because I watch like certain creators that talk about either like how to grow your business or do these other things, or even just how to make money as a creator on YouTube. And I think you guys are one of the first companies that really embraced affiliate marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was really, so the job board thing, this is an interesting story. So that went live, right? That's getting us 30 purchases a month. And then it takes a couple of months to go through the course, right? And then land a job. So now our word of mouth is starting to get started as people land jobs and then tell friends and family. But at the same time, you're not allowed, like Indeed doesn't want you posting training on a job board. And I know you're not supposed to, but I was going through a third-party aggregator. So like they Indeed, I guess, couldn't cancel us directly. But I know at some point, like this is getting canceled. Like you have to post jobs on job boards. Yeah. So it's like our number one marketing channel. The only thing I figured out that's working, and I already tested five things before that, is going to get canceled any day. So we have the word of mouth that's slowly picking up as people finish and then land jobs and they tell their friends and family. But there's a lag there. So I'm like, okay, what else is going to work? So I'm like, this is long form educational content, right? I bet, and this is another hypothesis. I was like, I bet people on YouTube, if they're currently learning from YouTube, they probably also want to start a career from video content. It just makes sense. So that was my big hypothesis. So I found people who were creating content about technology sales. I think one of our first affiliates was a guy named Shane Hummus. So he's making videos like top five careers. And I sent him a cold email like, hey man, like we have people landing jobs in technology sales with no degree or experience. Like you need to look into this. Like we could do an affiliate deal where people who sign up from your video will split the revenue. And I keep reaching out and emailing and messaging him on LinkedIn, no reply. I think 2 months goes by. He finally gets back to me and says, okay, let's meet and see what you have. So I meet with him. I tell him everything about how I started my career. And I show him, look at these people, like no degree, no experience. They're landing these jobs. And he's like, really? So he starts digging and he's like, they are landing jobs. Then I set up a meeting between one of our students and him. And he talks to them, gets their experience. Like, okay, this thing is legit. Let's do some videos. So he makes a video about like, why you should work in technology sales. And it's me and him makes that live and immediately it starts getting purchases. I'm like, what? And that single video, I think in its first month, doubled our sales. And it wasn't crazy views or anything. So it's like, okay, this YouTube thing is legit. And now Shane Hummus is making pretty good money promoting Course Career. So he starts making more videos. The people that are landing jobs, I start making introductions. I'm like, interview them and put them on your YouTube channel. He does that. And that does really well. And again, at the time, like this thing of starting careers without going to college doesn't exist. Like boot camps aren't really a thing. Like we were really before everyone started, before the market. And yeah, that really started picking up. So as more people were being referred into Course Careers from YouTube, they landed jobs. They were telling friends and family. And not only that, the people who landed jobs, they saw these other content creators who are making videos and they started making videos too. So not only are they telling friends and family, and that gets more than one person to sign up, they make a video and that gets 10 people to sign up, 15 people to sign up. In some cases, we've even had hundreds of people sign up from a single video. So now that's what really exploded our growth. So that word of mouth combined with the affiliate marketing and people essentially just telling their story on YouTube.
Man, that's crazy. So while all this exponential growth is happening, how big is the team, or is it still relatively small?
I think we hit 9 million with 4 people.
Man.
We're only teaching technology sales at that point. I was still the instructor of the course. So it's just me, my mom, just holding out the website, trying not to let it go down and break. And yeah, we had a customer support person. And then we had a salesperson who was doing the outreach to employers. And we were at that point too, the job market was hot. Like we were signing up employers left and right to hire our students. And we were making a lot of money from employers too. We were getting placement fees on a bunch of our students.
Nice.
Yeah. So we were making money from the students and from the employers.
Now, when do you decide, okay, we are killing the game in tech sales, but now we need to expand to these other areas that are in tech so we can get a piece of that market share as well? So when do you decide to pivot into some other type of technical courses?
Yeah, it was always a plan from the start to help people start careers without college. Like technology sales is just one career, right? It's a career that I was interested in. I know most people aren't interested in a sales career. So going in, I knew like technology sales is only the starting point. It's what books were for Amazon. I don't think Jeff Bezos ever created Amazon with the idea that he's only ever going to sell books. It's like books are the best starting point for this business. For me, technology sales was the best starting point. So once we had money in the bank, I found Josh on YouTube. I actually got introduced to him through Shane Hummus because Shane Hummus did a video with him. So Shane Hummus introduced me to Josh. And I think on a 10-minute call, Josh was like, yeah, this sounds good. Let's do it. So, okay, let's do it. Let's teach IT. And he puts this amazing course together. We make it live on the website and boom, people start buying. People start going through it. People start getting jobs. And we basically replicate the success we have with tech sales and IT. It's like, we could do this in every single career. If it works in tech sales and IT, why won't it work in HR? Why won't it work in accounting? So my mind just like, this business is going to get big.
That's good. And I think you, or I could say the company, was such an early adopter of everything, because a lot of people stopped going to school because of increasing costs and then less return on investment. So people, like you said, were investing $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 plus in the school and getting out and possibly find a job that maybe paid them $30,000, maybe $40,000 or $50,000 if they were lucky. And so they were like, it has to be another way. And then I think what also helps you too, because tell me where our timeline is now. When you meet up with Josh, around what year is this?
Oh, geez. That's a good question. That has to be like 2019. So I think right when COVID started is probably when IT went live. So we are one of the beneficiaries of COVID for sure.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying. I was about to hit. Yeah. That's where I was going to. I was like, you guys came at the most perfect time for tech because of everything shutting down for in-person type of jobs. And now people like myself and other people were still working remotely. And everybody was like, I want to work remotely. And so that's when you started seeing every boot camp shoot out like green beans. And you guys were already had anchor there. So that worked to your benefit. But that's literally like people were feasting like piranhas on that. And I would also say that companies were a little less strict on letting people come over during that time too. Around that time, more technical jobs had a little bit more stricter interview process. But in 2020 through 2021, and maybe a little bit of 2022, a lot of people were able to get into tech for a lower barrier entry just because of all the money the companies were making. And then now we see them right sizing because of all some of that stuff in the past couple of years.
Yeah, I definitely saw that. Like our company was a huge beneficiary of COVID. Every single company went fully remote overnight. We happen to teach the two careers that are fully remote. Everyone wants to work fully remote. The cost of college is really expensive at this point, and now you have to do Zoom for the same price. College enrollment drops, interest in tech increases, interest in fully remote increases. Everything came together where it put us really in the perfect position. At this point, we barely have any competitors. I don't even know if I'm aware of any at the time. They all popped up because of COVID, but entering into COVID, we're the only player. So yeah, that helped us definitely win big time. And I remember I even did a study at that point. I was trying to figure out like what percentage of our students land jobs because we're a self-paced course. Like the only way we get information is self-reporting. So what we did is we hired a VA to just look on LinkedIn. Every single person that makes a post on LinkedIn about their new position, put in this Google spreadsheet. And then we'll compare that to the number of people that we had graduate. This is just for tech sales, our tech sales course. And I remember once I did the comparison, but that doesn't make sense. It's over 100%. So if we had more people who made a posting on LinkedIn about their job than people who graduated, and I know only a small fraction of the people even make a job posting on or a post on LinkedIn saying they land a job. Like most people just, they never make the posting. They just land a job and they go on with their life. So I'm like, it's over 100% of people who graduate that land a job. How is that possible? So many people weren't even graduating, weren't even finishing the course, and they were still able to land a job. Like in our Discord for the tech sales course, I saw people like, hey, you don't even need to finish. Just go through like part one and start applying to companies and you'll probably land a job. And it was true. It was like, if you just knew the right keywords to say, not even that you knew the things, you just said, you know what these things are. They exist. Companies were hiring you. The market was absolutely ridiculous. It was, they're paying the most, by far the easiest to get a job. And I think that's why word of mouth was so crazy, because it's like you enroll in this course, a week later, you didn't even graduate. You applied to five companies. You land a job. Of course, you're telling your friends and family, this is the craziest thing in the world.
Yeah, I know. I think I've told a lot of people about that. So the thing about me and my audience knows is I don't promote anything on a channel that I don't believe in. So when it came to time for me to review curriculums, like the IT course, and I saw what was going on, and I went and looked at Josh, and I saw that, and I had my own clients that have came to me pretty much with no IT skills. I'm like, you know, go do this course right here. And we've been able to get them interviews and secure jobs. I'm like, you can't really beat that. And that's what I'm always telling people. Say, hey, like, they know that. My integrity of doing that is very high. But now I want to switch gears briefly and ask you, I guess, like right now, present day course careers, how many different courses do you guys have now? Because I think people might be watching this. Not in tech. What else do they have?
Yeah, I feel like I need to open up a new tab and count them myself. So we've been launching them like every single week if you've been getting the emails. It's maybe 15. But yeah, so right now, as most people are probably aware of, like the tech market has gotten much harder. Like we teach software development and UI UX, for example. And only a handful of people, at least as far as we're aware, it's probably more than this, but only a handful of people have been able to land jobs. Like, it's really hard to land a UI UX job or software dev job. So much so that we even made the decision on our website to post under every single query support how difficult we think it is to land a job. So it's like difficulty landing jobs is what it's called. And UI UX for this really hard, software dev really hard. So what we decided is people still want to land good jobs, right? So let's teach where people are hiring. So we made a plumbing course. We made a construction project management course, an electrician course, an architecture drafting course. And based on all of our research and experience so far, this is what tech was in 2019. Like, anyone who learns the basics, there's no boot camps that teach this. Not many people go to college for it. If you learn the basics and you apply to companies with the right things on your resume, you're going to get an interview and you're going to get hired. It's as simple as that. So we decided to go the opposite route, where instead of just saying we teach tech sales, we teach tech, we're like, we teach careers. We teach any career that is decent and that is hiring. And we expanded to supply chain, to construction. We teach the trades. And now we're really pushing that. We're letting people know tech is hard. Like, it's the truth. Getting a tech sales job is much harder than it was before. It's still easier than software dev or UI UX. IT is still one of the easier careers to get into compared to these. But like, construction project management, really easy to get into, pays really well. Like drafting, like AutoCAD, really easy to get into, pays really well, hires fully remote. Yet no one teaches it because it's not sexy. We're like, let's teach the things that aren't sexy because they're hiring. This is where people can get jobs.
Yeah. Funny. A guy messaged me that I think he is or went to school for AutoCAD, whatever. So that's like interesting that you said that. It's like, yeah, It's definitely an interesting thing. I also think y'all should probably teach. I know you were talking about plumbing, electrician, also maybe some welding, showing people how to finish concrete, like all those different things. Like, I think trades are actually coming back in style. I'll just say that. I think trades are coming back in style.
Yeah. When we were doing research too, like our instructor for our electrician course, I believe he's a master electrician, but I think he's only 6 years into his career. And I just asked him, how much money do you make? And he said over 140,000. Like, come on. He doesn't live in a big city. He makes over 140,000. He doesn't have any student loan debt. And he's only 6 years into it. If you started 18, that means you could be 24 years old making over 140,000 with no debt. Come on. If you live in New York, That number's even bigger.
Yeah, no doubt. Because you think about it, these are all things people need. If something happens in your house, you call the plumber. I go on TikTok all the time and see the plumbers. They come fixing the washing machine, or they're doing something to your shower or something. And so it's essential. And you're going to pay for that premium, for that price and good work. I think that's cool, man. Now, here's an interesting thing that, of course, it's not on the question sheet, but I thought about it. What if there's somebody watching right now that say they probably already have a course outline ready to go? That probably would be great for Course Careers. Like, what would they have to do to let you see that and see if you guys want to bring that on?
Yeah, I'm very open. Any career that hires entry-level people and is in demand right now, send to me. And at the very least, I will take it seriously and take a look. My email is troy@coursecareers.com. Read every single email I get, and I get a lot. So just send it to me at the very least. I'll glance at it. If it's interesting, I'm going to read it and I'm going to reply.
Perfect. Now, Troy, here's something that I've asked in the past, and I figured I'd ask you. What is something that I didn't ask you that you wish I would have asked you?
I don't know. I feel like I want to give like the blueprint I follow, like step by step, to being where I am now. Like, essentially, I started Course Careers, and by age 23, like, I became a millionaire. And I don't think my story gets shared enough, where you can be successful, very successful, without going to college. We were doing research on how much profit plumbing companies make, and it's a bell curve where most people land somewhere in the middle, $1 to $600,000 on average in profit. Like, most people don't know. You could be 25 years old, a master plumber who owns a company making 600 grand, and that's not too crazy. So I think the blueprint that I'm really trying to share now and make sure as many people as possible knows this thing exists is step one in being successful is starting a career. Like, trying to start a business when you have no experience, no skills, no money. It's good luck. Try to find successful people who have done that. Very few and far between. So step one is always to start a career. And I always recommend choosing a career based on supply and demand. So it's, if something is, if you have a whole lot of supply of people searching after something really small, then employers can be really picky. So they can require more experience. They can require advanced degrees and they can pay very little. They can demand you work on site with crazy work hours, and people will do it because there's this many people fighting for this few jobs. Now, the opposite is true, where if there's all these jobs and this little supply of talent, they're going to pay more money. They're going to be more flexible. It's going to be a lot easier to land. You can land it with no degree, no experience. So I always recommend choosing a career based on supply and demand on course careers. We've been very intentional about finding which careers are in demand and then letting people know what that demand is, like by rating the difficulty landing jobs. And then I think the next part of the blueprint is, once you've chosen a career, is looking at the entry-level job titles, figuring out what employers actually want you to know, and match your education to that. So you could do what I did and go the like self-taught route, where you read books, online courses, YouTube videos, everything. Just learn line item by line item every single thing you need to learn. Or you can go through a course careers course, where we've essentially put together a course that perfectly matches what employers want you to know. And then once you know that, you can land your first job. And once you get in the door, like, degrees, as most people know, go out the window. Like, employers just care about experience. Once you have experience, the CTO of course careers doesn't have a degree, yet people who have degrees and work in software engineering on our team report to him. It's because his experience is very valuable. And then you have a choice to make. Once you're in a job, you're acquiring skills, you're building a network, you're saving up money. You can either go the career path where you keep advancing, or you can go the entrepreneur route. So if, for example, you work in IT, you could go the route of starting a company within the IT space, something you learned. You could build an IT product, you can start an IT services company. If you work in plumbing, you can become a plumbing business owner. If you work for a tech startup, you could start a tech startup like I did. And I think that blueprint is probably the most streamlined path I found to be successful. And based on all the research I did when I was 18, trying to figure out, okay, how do I be successful? And I work backwards from successful people. I found almost all of them follow that exact same blueprint of first working in the industry, learning the skills, saving up money, found like having a network, and then starting the company. Even the founder of Zoom, he worked for Cisco WebEx. So it's like he learned how to do, come on. He learned how to build the company with insider information. And then he built Zoom, and look at where he is.
Nice, nice. And see, now when you're saying, I'm thinking about all these other courses that could be done that are not tech related at all, like any stuff with music. People still want to learn how to play keyboard, drums, guitar, sing, like all different type of stuff. So I know you were talking about you read some books and you watched like some different entrepreneurs. What would be three books you would recommend for either anybody or entrepreneurs to read?
Yeah, so I've read a lot of books. Ever since I was 18, I read my first books to land a sales job. Those were essentially like the first books I read. I never read any books before that, but I read those, got me a job, changed my life. I was like, books are a good thing. I'm going to keep reading books. And the way I read books is I'm very intentional about it. So I really research hard to figure out which books I want to read to learn something very particular. And I put my head down, I read, I highlight, I annotate, I read again. So it's common for me to reread the same book like 3 or 4 times. I read really slow. So I'm not the type of person who reads like 50 books a year. Like I spend a significant amount of time every single week reading, and I might read 5-10 books a year. So I'm a very slow reader. I read a sentence, I think about it, I like annotate, I come up with my own example. But actually I learn from books, and I think that's really important. Recently, I've been following a person, he doesn't get a lot of love, Charles Koch. So created a company called Koch Industries. No outside funding, does over $120 billion in revenue. And I read books about Amazon and Jeff Bezos. And I found these companies do almost, their whole management structure, how they do things is almost exactly the same. Started reading books on Google, found they do things almost exactly the same. I put it all together. I said, okay, this is obviously the winning formula. So that's what I'm going to do. So that's how I learned how to be a CEO for course careers, is essentially just by reading. I've never had outside investors, so it's all completely self-funded, never had outside advisors. So I've had to figure out everything on my own, step by step. And a lot of it came from just reading as I needed to and actually learning from the books and then implementing what I learned.
Man, that was great. That was great. I think they're going to go look into that, because essentially what I got out of you when it came to the entrepreneur stuff is like, just look at the data and kind of like all the trends and everything is right there telling you what to do. So if you just pay attention to that, you'll eventually be successful. Don't know when, but the key word is eventually.
Yeah, it took me a long time to make our first dollar, but once we made our first dollar, we went to $9 million in 12 months. That's pretty insane. I think most people would have given up well before I was able to even make that first dollar, though. And what I had in my mind this whole time is, I remember Elon Musk, he said one thing, I refuse to give up. And I refuse to give up too. So as long as I don't give up, I can't fail. I'll just keep trying until I'm successful. And also used an analogy called like risk-adjusted opportunity, where basically you say, okay, if this course careers thing is successful, I think it's going to be really successful. And it's at least going to be worth like $100 million. So even if it only has a 10% chance of success, like 10% of 100 million, that's 10 million. Every single bet I make is worth $10 million. Even if it takes me 10 tries, in the long run, every single time I try, I make $10 million on average. So I knew in my mind that even if this doesn't work, it's still a smart bet, because on a risk-adjusted basis, the gamble makes sense. I'll just keep trying until one hits and it will all pay off.
And that just made me think about something, which is, I don't know if this is like behind, not, I don't even say behind the scenes, but like when you said it's going to be worth X amount of money, I was like, I'm pretty sure maybe you've been approached to being bought out. Yeah. Somehow.
Yeah. I've had private equity reach out to me wanting to make like large investments. I've never entertained it. So I'm not fond of the idea of going public. I'm not fond of the idea of taking private investment. I think for the foreseeable future, I'm going to be a private company. Heads down on changing the way people start careers, replacing college. That's the only thing in mind. We're not looking for a short-term profit to make investors happy. We're not looking for an exit in 7 years. If this thing takes 50 years to build, but it completely changes the way the world starts careers, then that's what I want. So just heads down for the foreseeable future, never planning on exiting. I don't think I'll ever sell. I don't have any plans to ever go public. I love what I do. It was really my dream. Like starting this business was my dream. So every single day I wake up to work on it, I'm living my dream.
I feel like we're going to be seeing like colleges starting to look into you and be like, either we got to shut course careers down or we need to license course careers in our schools.
Yeah, I just don't see any way colleges are going to survive this. Colleges are very location based. That's their ultimate differentiator, is like they own this one location. So if you live near that location, it just makes sense to go there. But now with online learning, you take the location out of the mix. And why would you learn accounting in a college? For example, accounting, like the curriculum never changes. It's always the same. We teach a very perfected accounting course. It's $500. So you could go sit in a college classroom, learn it a worse way with worse curriculum, a worse instructor, worse examples, way longer, way more expensive. Or you could just learn it online. I think online just makes sense.
You make a point. You do make a point. I don't know. I'm interested to see where both things go. Like I'm on both sides of the spectrum. So I'm really for whatever is the best way for that person to learn or get into the industry. That's the way that I probably would tell them to go for themselves. But Choi, where can they keep up with you?
Yeah. So I'm starting to create content. So you'll see me on YouTube pretty soon. I decided I'm going to jump and I'm going to become a content creator myself. So far, we've just been partnering with a lot of content creators to help spread the word. It's like, I think I have an interesting message. Let me see how I can share it. So yeah, look up Troy Buckhold on YouTube. By the time you watch this, you might start seeing videos from me. Right before this, I was actually scripting out a video, Why College Keeps You Poor. So you guys might even be able to find that. And then, of course, I'm the CEO of Course Careers. So follow along the Course Careers website and you'll see our journey as we progress and all the careers we expand to. I even have plans to hopefully in the not too distant future start to acquire college campuses. So now people who go through Course Careers can get a very affordable college experience for careers that benefit from in-person education and training. You can get that hands-on learning in our campus, all at a very affordable price and a streamlined way to start a career.
Nice, nice. And listen, guys, I'm willing to bet, and y'all going to hear here first, and I haven't even asked him what other channels he's going to be on, but for those of you guys that either follow the Think Media podcast or Think Media, y'all going to see Troy on there some type of way. Watch. You're going to see him pop up on Think Media Podcast. Oh, he said on Textual Chatter that Troy's going to be on there. So just mark my words, because I got a feeling that they would like his story.
Oh, I appreciate it, Henry.
But yeah, man, this has been a joy to talk to you. And I pulled back because I could make this thing probably go 3 hours if need be. But I know this was good because some of the stuff I really didn't know. Like, I've seen you on other platforms. I'll go to other platforms and I'll tune in a bit. But it's always good to actually just have this conversation here and really just learn more about you and how it wasn't. Maybe somebody just thought Troy had a silver spoon and he had some $150,000 to start Course Careers, and there it was. So I think this is cool. I think it's going to draw more people to go even check out Course Careers just based off your integrity and your hard work. I do appreciate you joining with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks again for having me, Henry, and hope I could be helpful to some people tuning in.
Sure thing. Guys, like I always say, until next time, let's stay textual, and we're out. Peace.